Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, it's the diary. This is Sunday, October 17th, and we are on the road coming to you live from Petaluma. Well, why don't you announce it?
Hi.
We're at Cheryl's house. Everybody remembers Cheryl, right? Everybody remember Cheryl?
Yeah, I'm the niece.
She's the niece, part of the love movement, and she's here with me. And Jesse's here, and Kelly's here, and we're going to just have a wonderful time at the show on Sunday, most deaf.
Yes.
10/17 Sunday, a rainy day in Petaluma, but a very nice day because we're with our family, and we love our family. So today we're going to talk a little bit about entrepreneurship and what Jesse and Kelly are doing, being young and kind of out there now in the world and this kind of messed up society and messed up economy, but what they've decided as young entrepreneurs to take their lives into their own hands, listen to their older cousins, listen to their moms, and do things the way that they, you know, feel that they need to do it. Right, Kelly and Jesse?
Yes. I agree.
Yes. So you go shoot some knowledge to kids your age, and I have to say you're in your early 20s.
Yes.
So you're very young, and one of you guys is a mom.
Yes.
And one of you has, like, an awesome mother. I don't know which one. Oh, you, Jesse.
Yes, everyone. Jesse T.
Jesse T. and Kelly B. And they have their own show on Friday.
At 7 o'clock on the dot. Friday night, every Friday night, Ladies Hotspot is the name of it. But basically, we just talk about everything that's real to anyone who wants to listen, basically, you know, because you have to want to know more to gain more knowledge. So it's a good, we talk to the ladies, we talk to the men, we talk about relationships, we talk about music, from rappers to everything, right?
Basically, whatever's around you right now, because, you know, this is our new world, generation. It needs help.
Yeah.
It's whack.
Yeah, just so, you know, we basically, can I tell you this? Stay focused.
Yeah.
Stay focused. Oh, that's Cheryl. That's Cheryl's laugh.
Well, check us out, man.
I will say, though, I was impressed when Obama was elected. You guys, he came out big time. And that shows that you guys are listening to something.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't just about, oh, he's black. No, you guys knew, too, that it was time to make a change for the positive for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm curious to see with technologies now, how they're becoming more and more stronger, and how, like, just how diverse the youthful minds are today,
mm-hmm.
how it's going to grow. I just hope you guys, more than anything, just stay real, stay focused on what's important.
Yep.
Not so much what you see. It's just the old stereotypes, not what you see on TV, not
yes.
what you think. Create your own.
Yep.
Create your own positive reinforcement. Create your own fashion. You don't have to, you know,
yeah.
just be happy with who you are, because then you can't be happy about anything else unless you're happy with who you are first.
Yep.
That's right.
That's what we talk about, and that's what we say almost on every single show. It starts with you first.
Yep.
It starts with you. You right there. Nobody else. Not your president. Not the musicians. Not even your parents at the end of the day. Your parents, they have you and raise you, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. Because,
yeah, I'm better.
No, because that's what your parents meant. That's what everyone has been.
I feel a lot of you guys think you can't come to your parents and really, like, just be real.
Real, yeah.
Because, see, the more you're real with them, the more they feel they have to be real with you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's coming at me like that. Okay, so I know I got to be, you know, that means either someone's out there telling them, so I have to be either, you know, either equally as believable or just, you know, just try to meet them on his level, which is honestly just being real.
Yeah.
Most parents would appreciate if their kids would come to them first before trying to get it from their friends, because nine times out of ten, they're going to tell you to tell it to you how you need to hear it, without all the bullshit attached and all the silence. It's just going to be, boom, black and white. You know, I wish my mother would have told me, hey, look, don't go out charging up all those credit cards. You know, when you get in college, you know, all these people are going to be sending you cards. Don't do it. You know, mm-hmm. you need to get, you know, finish school, focus on that, and then once you get a job, go ahead and get a card. So don't get three or four cards. You know, show me how to balance the checkbook. You know, show me how. I wish I had someone when I was young, growing up, to teach me things so I wouldn't have to go 10 years following someone and learning on my own.
Right.
That's where I wish the youth would also pay attention. Pay attention to the stock market. Learn about that. It's really easy. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
If your parents don't know, go on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, find
from that.
That stuff's important.
Yeah.
And you got to have good credit these days, guys. I'll tell you right now. I'm working to get my stuff together all over again. I had to start all over again.
Hi, Elijah.
You know,
Elijah's here.
Without it, you don't have anything. You got to work twice as hard.
That's right. That's right.
Have that knowledge.
So if you don't have the cash, that means you don't need it.
Exactly. And don't let what you see influence you to think you do need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can do whatever you put your mind to. And you guys know that. That's why you started your own business. Jesse, tell us about Gifts to Society, your website.
Yes, Gifts to Society. That is you and Kelly will hook up.
And Kelly, you got one of your own, too.
Yeah,
right?
I have westcoastwitches.com. It is apparel, decor, and, you know, just extra stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to go one by one because each one of you have a specialty. And once again, these ladies are in their very early 20s. Out there trying to do more than working McDonald's, and they have visions that they've had for themselves.
Not that there's anything wrong.
No, I worked at Taco Bell, okay?
Yeah.
All day
long.
All right, I fried me some good and tortillas.
But it's good to use your mind for creativity.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing, and that's awesome.
So, Kelly, now, Jesse, you first, since you're my spawn, you get to go first. Tell us about what you do and when you started and what you've been doing and the fact that you're only 22 years old.
Well, honestly, I run a business that has musicians, photographers, makeup artists, basically anything you need in the entertainment industry, we provide it for you. And if you're an artist trying to get your music out there, we play it on our radio show every Friday night, giving you publicity, and we put you on our website. So honestly, the name of the company, Gifts to Society, it speaks for itself. We are an organization of people who all have talents, who all have things we want to do in life, who all want to be something in life. We come together, we put our minds together, and we do it. And because you have to make money in this world, and it sucks, if you love what you do and you can make money at it, then that's what, you know, we want you there too. So that's basically what it is, givetosociety.com. Check it out. If you're anybody interested, like a musician or anybody who wants to get your music or anything out there, a makeup artist, I've been getting a few emails from ladies who say they want to be a part of the team. We are definitely looking for dedicated people who are focused and want to be something in life. So that's what me and Kelly, we do. I've been doing it for a long time since I could work. I've been wanting to own my own business, so now I'm sick of talking about it. I just want to do it. You know what I mean?
That's frustrating.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And Jessica is a makeup artist.
Yeah.
She leaves that part out because it's so natural. But she's not only beautiful inside and out, but she's a makeup artist as well. And she's been to New York as a kid doing makeup. 18, 19 years old. Had her own mindset to leave her mommy and do makeup.
Yeah.
She did her thing. And, you know, I admire her. I respect her for that. And her buddy Kelly, she's a photographer, so they like a natural match.
We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand.
That's right. And they've been buddies for a long time. They've backed each other up for a long time. And that's a very important part of life.
You definitely have to create bonds with people because you can't do anything alone.
Exactly.
You try doing it alone and you're going to end up alone.
Yep.
You're going to feel alone.
It's hard.
It's not going to be easy.
That's right.
You have to have love, you know.
Yep. Yep. And they've been friends for a long time. So
we're going to keep going
and get to where we want to be.
That's right.
Get on the top, looking back.
That's right. So we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to continue on what Jesse and Kelly do and what the Association of African American Single Mothers do. And we'll be back.
Yeah,
you that could lead you in the right direction, you know? So, that's right. So, my kids say they've been watching me forever, so.
Yeah,
and a cousin who's here that helped me forever, so it's kind of like our family motto that we things on our own.
Well, you know what, that's one of the things that you have to do, be involved and around people who are doing it. You know, you're not going to know what it's like to do it if you put yourself around people who are doing what you want to do, you know? And you're blessed if you get it like that in your family. You know, Kelly B's mom owns her own business, but Kelly B has that in her, you know? And vice versa, same with me and my mom, so. And if you don't, let's say you don't have the parents who run their own business and you can't learn off of them, at least you have friends or just involve yourself.
Yeah.
You have to involve yourself around the people that you want to learn something with. And, you know, eventually you'll get it.
Yep, that's right. It's all about who you surround yourself around.
Definitely.
Especially being young. Right?
I mean, because you know what? And it's not your fault because just the way the world is, they put you out into the environment. You know, they put us up in school so quick where we're so weak and vulnerable to things, and a lot of people don't know how to handle certain situations in life, and they mess up, and that happens a lot in high school, so, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm giggling.
Yeah, you have to evolve yourself around the
world. Tell them, Jesse.
Yeah.
Right now, you're more mature than me right now.
Yeah, I am.
Jesse, I'm sorry. I was
it's your cousin's fault.
No, it's okay.
I was getting pizza.
Sorry, I had to get my
Yeah, since Jesse T is not getting listened to right now.
Yes, you
but
are.
You know what, though?
You're right.
Thank
you're right,
Kelly. Thank you, Kelly G. Jesse
yeah.
T.
Okay. Because, you know, this is all positive, so I know she's
going to come. Exactly. At least she takes you. No, she always does.
Yeah.
She's Jesse. So, Kelly, tell us about your business, what you do.
I'm a photographer, and I'm an artist, you know, just flat out. I want to do so much than I do right now, and I'm creative. So what I do is I try to make money off of what I like to do because money is necessary, not necessarily important, you know what I mean? But, you know, just try to do what you love to do and end up like Jesse T and I with our own businesses at a very young age. And, you know, I always wanted to do something in life. I never wanted to work for someone my whole life. Because I can never picture that being so. So,
I don't get so distracted. Because I'm
rowdy still, yeah.
Okay.
I want to laugh.
You're rowdy.
But no. Basically, you know, just do your own thing. And, you know, find your inner hidden talents.
Yeah, and roll with it.
Yeah, because everyone has one, so.
That's right.
Like,
yep.
Like we say, involve yourself.
Don't
be
ruled by fear.
No, no,
scare.
No. Fear is something, you know, big that you need to work on. Cause it's scary.
Everybody. I like scary people. I scare a lot of people.
You can be scared if you're trying to go towards something. Basically, is what Tony is trying to say.
I scare you. I'm scared, ain't you?
All right, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Viewers.
Listeners.
Words for
him. See? Well, it won't be viewers. Maybe I'm just speaking in the future. You know, maybe I'm already in the future.
Oh, quit being so positive, Jesse. Because
it should be viewers, you know.
I know
that. Quit being so positive.
What do you have to say now that you've made enough noise to distract everyone? Hi.
He's back from getting food, everybody.
Okay.
And if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, call in. You know, the number hasn't been shout out
ever.
But the number is 917-889-9946.
Please.
Call in. If you have any questions, if you're listening to the diary and you have some questions about entrepreneurship, you have some very some great minds around the table.
Yes, they are, including Jesse and Kelly. Not sure. Are you drinking the soda or the beer? Both. Oh, okay. We're going to take a break while Joe drinks the soda and the beer. And I love my family, so I'm going to play something that's mellow and
why
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I calling her out? I don't know. Because I love the diary. I love the show. I love Jesse. I love Freddie and Chris, who don't love me right now. And I love Cheryl and Kelly.
Diary.
Hey, Kelly, is that a real mo or is that a Marilyn Monroe? Is it, were you born with that or did you make that on your face?
No.
Oh, you're so naturally beautiful. All right, so we'll be back.
You make that on your face.
She might have made it. Some people make it.
Yeah.
diary where we love callers. And we love honey roasted peanuts.
Yes.
Although I don't, because I told them in 1974 they didn't have those. I'm 48. They'll come back. All right, so we're going to answer the call. Let's go, Jesse. Which one we got? Right there. Here.
Right there.
All right, and I'm going to let you answer. So here you go, Jess. It's you. It's all you.
Hi, caller. How are you today?
Fine.
Who do we have on the line?
This
tonight?
Is Terry.
It's Terry.
Hi, Terry. What's going on? Terry, you have intro music, as you can
see. Huh?
I say you have intro music, as you can see.
I know.
I'm sorry, Terry. That's my fault. I sing everything.
Even though I can't sing.
Huh?
Hi, Terry. What's happening? Talk to Jesse. No. What's happening? Why are you calling us?
Why am I calling? Because you told me to call. Tell people why I'm calling. Where you guys at?
To do what I say out there in the street. They do what I say, Frank.
Oh, don't even start. Don't even start.
I'm gonna hang up now. Were you actually listening, or did you just
no?
No.
You said we told her to call.
No, I was trying to see what you were talking about. I seen the love movement on there. It popped on my phone because, you know, I almost forgot.
Actually, Terry, well, Jesse and
because I knew that she was going to be on, and I wanted to listen to the show.
See?
I wanted to see what she was talking about.
You are not a killer.
Okay, well, come on. You're the show, Jeff. Come on now.
Hi, Brandy.
Your name is Brandy Kelly.
You're my name.
Kelly Tracy. Thank you, Terry, for dealing with us, because we don't have nothing else.
Yeah.
But I was actually left out just to go see.
Okay, but listen in, Terry. Check it out. I just want you to call because I just know you're so much smarter.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
But
you
want to
be
engineered,
man. Where do you want to be engineered?
Terry, do you know the top of the show?
I'm getting 5 years. 5 years.
In 2 years, I want to have... at least one of my shops open. One of my shops is open with the clothing store and all that stuff. Be stable with my business. I want to have a business open most definitely.
And Kelly and Jesse have a 1-2
punch.
Makeup and photography. Bam, bam. Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, honestly,
doesn't really matter about me. It's really, it matters about the people out there, because that's why we do the radio show.
Yes, that's right.
So it really doesn't even matter for me or whatever. It depends on whoever wants to do something more in life, more than the norm or more than what everybody else is doing. Or if you really want to enjoy your life and be able to do things other people aren't doing, travel, you got to stand up for something. If you don't stand up for nothing, you're going to fall. So basically, that's all I want to give to everyone.
Very good.
You know what I mean? And just get it together. Time is wasting. You don't really have a lot of time in life. And the only thing you're guaranteed is that you're going to leave. So while you're here on this earth, get your soul right, get your mind right, and figure out what your purpose is, and figure out what you want to do, and just go do it. Everybody has a purpose. Don't think you don't. You know what I mean? You don't have to settle for anything. Go live the life you want to live. I can tell, say anything on the show, no matter what, how to own your own business or how to do it, just figure out your purpose.
So all I want to know.
You tore that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I'm gonna
you
do,
like that, Terry?
Huh?
In your spot? In your salon?
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard part of what, because I know you guys are not easy for me to hear.
Yeah. What you think about the topic of the show and young entrepreneurs, Terry, and what we need
that
to
is good. That is good, because we need to lift our young people up.
Yeah.
We that's really good. Do.
It's crazy, man, because the self-esteem of people is really low, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And if you don't have self-esteem and respect for yourself, you know, it's going to be really hard to become the person that you truly want to be. You have to figure out who you are first, you know?
Yeah.
And that comes first and foremost. And then when you figure out who you are, then you figure out love. You figure out different parts of the world that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
Are talking about now. And you see, in all their conversation, they didn't have anything to say about relationships with anybody.
Yeah.
It's all about focusing on themselves and focusing on their own
future.
That
comes after yourself.
You know?
Yeah, you
so that's what I like, hearing out of somebody in their 20s.
Yeah, because when you're in your 20s, you really need to kind of be more focused, especially now. You need to be more focused about what you want to do. It's not like when I was 20, you had enough room to kind of play around. But now you need to go for it. Whatever you want to do, you need to go for it.
Yep. Don't let it. Well, you know what it is? People need someone to depend on, man.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it is. People think they need someone else to be able, so they can be able to become this wonderful person. And a lot of women think that. A lot of women think that they have to be with guys and settle for his crap just to have someone to, you know, say I got him there. You know, just, and for reasons I don't even want to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not my business. You know,
mm-hmm.
if that's what you think you're worth, then, hey, but for those people who know they're worth more, then, again, that's who we want to talk to. But, I mean, it's crazy. You don't need anyone to be able to become the person you truly want to be. You need yourself.
That's right.
You need your mind. You need everything that you have that you look in the mirror at. You need that. And once you figure out that, everything else will come to you.
Yeah.
You can't be in a relationship with someone if you're not right. Because if you're not in your mind right, how do you think the person you get is going to be in their mind right?
That's right.
You know? You know what I mean?
Preach it.
It's kind of difficult. And that's hard to say in relationships because, Terry, like I said in the beginning, people want someone to depend on. People
mm-hmm.
want to be loved. People want to feel love. But you're not going to feel love if you don't love yourself first, you know?
That's true.
Exactly. And that's what we talked about last week in the perennial philosophy, that you find yourself first within yourself. You and God make that connection.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you find that connection within, not outside.
Yeah,
no.
Can guide you in the direction you're meant to go.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Because if
right.
you're from above, they're going to have you doing something that they had no business in.
Yeah.
They
want
to
go
in a true direction.
That's right.
Because if you don't know where you're going to go, you're going to fall weak and victim to them. Because sometimes people are smarter than you, but in negative ways. Because if you don't know what is right and wrong, if you don't know which way you want to take your life, you'll let anything and anybody be able to influence you.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when we're young. You know what I mean? And that's when
yeah.
where I was saying earlier, with schools and elementary school and preschool, it sucks because they throw us into the world, into everything, dad and the society, into so early in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really give us a chance to become fully just beautiful human beings without being influenced by negative things.
Right.
Now negative things are out there, really bad.
Kids killing themselves because they don't, you know, they're looking at themselves in terms of what other people are saying.
But then not even that. You know what, I wouldn't have a problem with kids going out into the world so young, but if we were actually learning things that really matter, that we actually really need to know. And honestly, I think what we really should know should be about spirituality, should be about who we are as human beings, why we're even on this earth. It's not about what Thomas Crooker did 5 years ago to make something that we use today. Okay, we have the microwave, it's made, you know. But teach me about how I can expand my mind, expand my knowledge to become a better person, to care more. To offer more, to be a service to the people on this earth, not to just want to take my money and waste my money, really, because money is a whole other subject, you know. I can't even get into money right now, but I don't know. I just think the whole world is, the whole way everything is set up, it makes it hard on the people to really, to be able to become a beautiful person. And, you know, there's very, very, very limited people who figure out what their purpose is on this earth. And I just want everybody to be able to, black or white, everybody to be able to figure out what their purpose is.
That's right. And you
that
figure
is
that
true.
Out by getting with yourself, getting with your higher power, and getting in tune with yourself and figuring out what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, when we come back, and I'm going to play some music. I don't know if you're going to hold on or if it'll hang you.
I'm going to hold on.
We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the 8 chakras. Jeff, you want to talk about that? Because you went into knowing yourself and all of that stuff. And let's talk about the chakras and what that is and how you can use that to learn and better and use it to meditate. Because a lot of people don't really believe in religion. But this is why the source chakra stuff, that's real.
That's
right. So, when we come back, we're going to talk about now that our young entrepreneurs are, they told me on a totally different level than a whole lot of people they age.
Well, you just figure they learn how to align their bodies and their minds.
Yeah,
they're
right. That's right. They go on
a clear path.
That's always been my hope, that my kids could learn what I found out at 45.
Right.
And it's going to happen. It's happened. So,
yeah.
Sure, we're going to be right back. Hold on, baby girl.
Okay.
And we the one drop. We'll be back. they run within basically a across your spine.
Seven.
And they're, no, they're eight. They're seven, and then there's your orange, your eight.
Okay, there we go.
Come on now. Oh, oh, don't you just love correcting the teacher? He's like, you're
wrong. Get a new job.
All right. Oh, Terry's with us. All right, Terry.
Mama. Okay. Mama, hear this.
Hey, Terry, so have you heard about chakras?
I've heard a little bit about it. But I'm learning.
In a nutshell,
Ashley needs a little light in a Sanford.
Just because you Google some shit.
I'm absolutely not reading.
I know it's off the top of my head. Okay, so next one up is your throat chakra. And you basically say that that's responsible for your words and your feelings and or truth. And so you basically say that my throat chakra speaks truth.
Mm-hmm.
That way what comes out of your mouth will always be true.
Yeah.
And that's your chakra all the way up. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that we study with the secret is our third eye chakra. And that one is located in the middle of our head between both of our eyes. And basically with that chakra, you and visualize things that you want. That's the chakra that the secret is based on.
Yeah, that you get most of the material things.
Where you visualize, the way you exercise that chakra is through visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you close your eyes and you visualize the things that you want, and you exercise that chakra. And if these chakras are properly working, you will reap the benefits of every one.
Another one, too, with the third eye is writing.
Writing and thinking, and visualization.
So that's why you write a business plan. That's why you write down the things that you want in the future.
Typing.
Yeah, they say typing takes away the value of your goal. If you write it out by hand and you see it and you think it and you feel it and you know
yep.
you can have it, it comes a whole lot easier.
And what you say is that you say your third eye chakra intuits knowledge within. Which means that you get knowledge within your third eye chakra. And that's the sixth chakra. Your seventh is your crown chakra, which is at the very top, like when the baby's born, don't touch the crown of their head.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your crown chakra is, and that's where you say with your crown chakra, that's where you get all your inspiration from God, is within your crown chakra. And the way you exercise your crown chakra is by meditation and praying. So those are the chakras. Your eighth chakra is your aura. And all of us have an aura. And the way you exercise that, they say you basically soak in Epsom salt. It's how you clear your eighth chakra, your aura, and taking a shower. And then you repeat that my aura is bright and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things, and they call Phil Jackson the Zen Master. Well, that's all a part of that. Is that you believe in all of those parts and you, all the chakras are working in harmony.
Yes.
They're fully operational, and you start from the bottom to the top. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the bottom says that my root chakra is well-grounded. That means I'm able to support myself financially, and all the material things that I desire, I get. My sacral chakra is creative, and my juices constantly flow. That is part of your creativity and how you feel about yourself. So you say your sacral chakra is bold because I'm a bold person. I'm creative and bold. The next one, your solar plexus. My solar plexus controls your emotions. So you always say my solar plexus are calm and mellow. The next one up is your heart chakra. My heart chakra is full of love. You love everybody. And the heart chakra controls all of everything else. So that has to be the most effective one. Next one up, the throat chakra. My throat chakra speaks truth. My third eye chakra intuits knowledge within. And my crown chakra inspires. And you say that when you meditate. And the way that they say you do it is when you say my ground chakra, five seconds in. So you say that my ground chakra, inhale that, and exhale, you're fully grounded. Fully grounded. And you say it 10 times. And they say by the time you do that, for each one of your chakras, you will be so mellow.
Because that's breathing.
And the breathing exercises make your mind totally clear. And it's the proven fact. And when you say something and you hear yourself say it, you're 90% more...
You know what it is? I mean, in a nutshell, what it is that we don't spend enough time focusing on ourselves. We spend too much time and emotion and focusing on other things that don't even matter. So if we just take an hour out of our day to meditate and focus on ourselves and focus on what we want and say it, you know, that's how you
did
it.
That's how you did it. That's how.
Don't
spend
so much time on material things and entertainment and focus on yourself and your family and, you know, getting your whole aura together. And
from the inside, it all comes out. So, what you think, Terry?
That sounds real good. But you know what I do is, it is weird when you said about the vision. I have a vision board. And I have everything that I visually see every day on my wall.
Me too. Me and Kelly B too.
Yeah.
You too. And my mom.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Because if you see it in your mind, you'll hold it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
The easier you can see it, the more clear, and it'll come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You can't have these things blocked.
And pretty much everything that I have on my vision board has pretty much, even things that I wrote, you know, I'll see something and I'll cut it out. Has anything that you put on there, a lot of people don't believe this because I have a friend that hers, she says, mine, you know, never, nothing comes through, but it has came into my life. Everything that I've put on that board has came into my life.
That's right. That's right. And it's so true. And belief has a lot to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it up there and you ain't believing it, then
number one.
You the first. That's so true. See, and that's the first time you ever told me about that. And you do the same thing. And that is so powerful.
Yeah.
And it is so true.
Yeah. And when you doubt it by saying it's not coming,
you need it.
Think about something on it. Think about something real quick. Why do big corporations and executives and everybody have big meetings and they got to prepare this information for the executives and managers to go and take this to the people. That's how they make their goal. That's how they make their quota. That's how they. Come on now, use the techniques, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. If you worked since you were 13 or 15, now if you've been working since that long, then you use everything that you've learned while you've been working for them, because you can utilize it in your own life and be able to work for yourself and be able to get your own things. That's also what you like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sports, all that. Everybody uses
visual. The visualization, people, you have to write it down.
Yep. Because if you see it in your mind, you'll hold it in your hand.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
You see it in your mind, you hold it in your hand. That's so damn true.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's simple.
Lotto Friday. Lotto Friday was Sunday, June 9th. So I'm going to play Friday. I'm going to play it. No one won. Just because I didn't play. So Tuesday, I'm playing. So somebody won Lotto two times in a row.
And they played on Friday, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, but like,
you play your dollar in the mega, Terry? You put your dollar in the mega?
Huh?
Do you put your dollar in the mega?
Yeah.
Yeah, I play the mega. I say anybody's luck is as good as mine.
Yeah.
And it's all about what you believe.
Whatever. And even with my daughter, because she has my daughter has Down syndrome, and I have words written over on, like, on my door we leave. I have dream, and anything that you dream, you can do it. And we say it when we leave. And in the car, we say, you know, certain things about, you know, her ability at school, and pretty much everything that she'll repeat it for me, and it's happened.
Yeah,
and we do this all the time, and I have words on my walls, just, you know, things to think of, things to if I see a sentence that I like, I'll print it out and put it on the refrigerator. You know what I mean? This is what I put on my bathroom mirror. You know, I have all this.
That's true, and I do it when I study my Bible. If I see something I know I want for myself every day,
mm-hmm.
I will write that on this little Christmas card that I got, and I repeat that same stuff every morning when I begin to pray, before I even start. Everything that's in that Christmas card, I repeat every day to where I finally memorize it, and I just wake up with my eyes open. That's the first thing I say. You know, and everybody knows what the shit I've been through. You know?
All I think about is the little stuff that I've gotten.
Yeah.
Faith.
Yeah. And faith is what you need. That's everything. Having faith and knowing you can get it. And knowing that you're going to visualize it. That's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a practice.
Really asking for it.
Yeah, all of that. Make it a practice. You know, people are so used to knowing or thinking that we don't deserve it. You know, because people have told us, or even parents treated us like we didn't deserve shit. Or, you know, so we just think, okay, well, nothing good happens. But, no, that's just the opposite.
And because these are facts, you know, and we've been told the opposite for so long.
Right.
Wouldn't you think you should just try it, you know, and not be so skeptical?
Because it ain't going to hurt you.
What if you
no, it's not.
Exactly.
You know?
right. And the principal thing is faith. God will bless you if he knows you got that faith in him. That's the principal thing. You know, it'll come. It'll come. It'll come in time. Everything.
Believe me,
God. When God knows that you're ready for it.
Yep.
It'll come. If he knows you're not ready for it, it will not come.
There you go.
You have to get ready for it.
Yep. And that's the thing, too. You got to show you're ready for it.
Yep.
You got to live every day like that. Ready for what you ask for.
If you've been on the couch for 40, 100 years,
right?
And you understand that I think forgive
is also
answer
for you
to be
thankful. Yeah.
Don't
see people
like you. Don't forget to be thankful.
Yeah.
That's the biggest part.
That's
really true.
Yep.
My rule of life is treat people like you want to be treated. You know what I mean?
You'll have nothing.
That is my rule of life.
Because you put the entity out because you want to get back in.
And I take that a step further and always have. I choose food better than I want to
choose.
So, you never get up in that way. Even when I know you don't even deserve treatment. Like a human being, they're going to tough it out and treat you. And I know right now I'm going to do him better than he ever thought about doing me.
Because I know he needs it, but I got to show I'm better than that.
Right.
That's why I keep getting blessed. That's why, guess what? When your ass is always out, I still get blessed. Because guess what? I still bless people that threw me over. Just like you did last week. You know, but I know you need help. Because you're stupid. And I know stupid people when I run across. And I know they're too stupid sometimes. So I do right for them.
People don't know. They
got to
be taught. You know what I mean?
Yes.
People don't know.
And the best teacher is compassion, especially when somebody can deserve it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but you be careful, but God is the ultimate reward.
Absolutely.
Not you dragging people in the street.
He will pull you away in time.
Yep.
Like this. Everything happens for a reason, man. Everything in your life happens for a reason.
Hey, and you know what the chakra should say, too? Is that when you block out bad situations, you block these life forces in your life.
Right.
So let shit happen.
Yeah.
Be open to everything that happens. But have a mindset where you know who you are. You know what's up, and nobody dictates
whatever they say.
Because people are going to say shit all the time.
No
matter who I drive, whatever car I drive through my conflict, I can tell all different things about what I got going on. Even you and me riding together today. I know you think it's something that ain't got nothing to do with the truth. Because that's how people are.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't account for what people think. I can account for me, and I pray I can account for my kids because I put so much effort and love into them.
Right.
And then I think,
you did your part by showing people away.
Because I did put so much effort and love to them. If they do something really dumb and out of the way, that's you, and I don't know where you got that.
You're not accountable. You were just showing the world.
You know, and I still love you no matter what because I'm your mom. I always love you. No matter what, that's my job.
That's right.
Ooh, Jerry, thank you. We got 2 minutes. I got to play the closeout music. Thank you for calling like you always do.
Yes.
And you say that because I told you, so don't even say
that. You know I had to say something. You know, I was calling anyway. I wanted to get into the conversation.
No.
I love you.
Hey, and I'm going to talk to you tonight, all right?
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye. All right, guys, so we go close out. This is great. Family's always wonderful. Everybody's family. Everybody's great. And everybody's got a big old heart, so it's always good when people get together and talk about positive things. So hopefully you do it every week. Everybody's got followers from wherever they are. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Those of you who listen live, thank you. And know we love you. And we, of course, will be back next week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Elijah says bye. You sleep or something. Bye. Love you.
Yes,